Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Okay, here I am, live from LA, and recording this very, very, very last minute. I am recording this in a completely different setup, so the sound may be a little different, and I wanted to really test out this mic. So this is really for Rocky Mic Ride. It's not for this show, but I'm sitting in a room right now that has wooden floors and is on a main road, and I'm thinking it sounds okay. So that's cool. This mic is only it's less than a couple of $100, but if you're lucky enough to live in the States and have, you know, Amazon with postage that doesn't cost you $1 million, then you can get these things for like $40 on sale. It's the Samson Q2U, and Elsie Escobar recommended it to me. So I've just been playing with it with some clients, and I thought I'd bring it away to She Podcast Live. So that's what I'm doing here. That's what I'm doing in the States, is I am here to speak. I'm doing a, you know, keynote or whatever, and then a panel, and then I'm also doing some expert coaching stuff. So I'm really excited. It's in Atlanta, and we kick off on Thursday, and we fly out on Thursday, and I'm in LA at the moment, so I've just been having a lot of fun exploring around with my good friend Lisa Orkin, who's been a guest on this show, and she was also a guest on Make Some Noise, a bit of a soul sister. She's also a voiceover artist, so we're going into her studios today to do some recording for some ads that she's doing at the moment, so that'll be really fun. I've been having a really great time. So I spent yesterday shopping in Pasadena, spent way too much in Anthropology. I'm not really a shopper, but I found these wide leg pants and they were just like, oh my God, I have to have them, even though they are ridiculously priced once we convert. Bloody shit conversion rate. And I spent Sunday bodyboarding at Santa Monica, and then we went to Venice for lunch, and then we went out to see Van Morrison at the Hollywood Bowl. So I've been having a really fun time. It's been a great experience so far. I do miss my little one and home, but I'm enjoying this experience. So yeah, it does feel good to kind of get away and have some me time, you know? So what I wanted to talk about today was, I was just going to have this as a place marker with an update as to what, you know, I've been up to, but I feel like there's something else that's been swimming around me this week, just speaking to a few people around the traps, inspired something for me, and I thought that I would bring it to you, because if you're in business, this may be a important message. When I started doing Killer Copy all those 15 years ago, one thing that I was really terrible at was invoicing people. I don't know, it just felt kind of weird. It was something that I procrastinated on a lot, and it led me to all kinds of financial shit places, right? Because there was just not enough money ever. And I would go through these feast and famine kind of cycles where, you know, I wouldn't invoice for like 2 months or something, and then all of a sudden I'd have no money, and I'd just go like a fucking mad woman and invoice all the people and send them all out, and then there'd be this like spell where I'd almost be holding my breath because there wasn't any money coming in. And it was really just due to my own shit, really, like feeling weird about asking for money from people. So this was something that I'd worked through a very long time ago, but I see it happen all the time with women in business. And so I just wanted to bring it in here because it is really important. You know, I see some people who I know are primary breadwinners, and when I have an experience with them, it's really hard to pay them, right? And I want to bring this up for two reasons. One, it sucks for you if you are one of these people who procrastinates on invoicing, who procrastinates on like telling people what you're charging, or you're someone who delays on invoicing, like that actually has, it doesn't just impact you, it impacts the people that you work with. And that sucks, because for me, it feels really shit to have to chase someone for money, right? And I think like so often we're in this, I don't know, I think maybe I used to be in this place where I was like, oh, not necessarily with corporate clients, but with my, with like the coaching clients and stuff, it was always a little bit weird, you know, like, oh yeah, I've got to invoice you. Oh, I feel kind of like weird about invoicing. This isn't a conversation that I'd have with them. This was an internal conversation. I feel a little bit about weird about invoicing because I'm not really sure that I'm like worth it, kind of thing. And so I would procrastinate on it. And then being on the receiving end of that sucks. But when we're in the on the other end of it, like when we're the person who's procrastinating on invoicing, we kind of feel like we might be doing them a bit of a favor, right? Because it's like, well, then, you know, they don't have to worry about paying it just yet and all that kind of jazz. But what we do, so we make it kind of all about our awkwardness. We're not actually really thinking about the other person. We're thinking that we're making all these assumptions about how they may not be able to pay you. But what if the money was there and that's why they hired you? So the money was sitting right there then and that's why they hired you. And then 2 months later, you send them an invoice and the money that was there to hire you, that they had put aside to hire you, is no longer there. And it's actually more of a stress on them to have to then find the money, right? And it also feels shit. It also feels like taking advantage for the person who is trying to buy from you and you're making it really difficult. It feels shit to have to chase people to pay them, you know? And I mean, I've had instances where like an invoice has dropped out of my system and someone's asked me to re-invoice them and I've just forgotten. And so there's a few different ways this can happen, right? And those kind of things that just kind of drop through the radar every now and then, I think like it's not a big deal if it's not like a pattern, right? So if an invoice drops through the system every now and then and you forget, then like, I mean, make a note for sure and send the invoice. Because I've actually done this recently, not intentionally and not from a place of unworthiness, just from a place of having too much on my plate. And the person has chased me a couple of times and then I've done it, you know, I've gone, oh fuck, I've got to do that. Yes. It had just been one of those things that I meant to write down and I didn't, but I always end up getting around to it. But it's not a pattern for me anymore. It's actually just a oversight, and an oversight that I'll fix as soon as I'm kind of made aware of it, maybe a couple of times. So maybe there's something there to work on. But you know what I mean? There's a difference between that kind of oversight versus procrastination. So I guess my invitation for you is to check in to see how, and the other thing is, right, like how easy are you making it for people to pay you? And for me, I just want to share a few things that I've done that have made it a lot easier for me. Number one is I created a pricing structure, right? Because it's really, that's one area where I found myself procrastinating on all the time, was someone would ask me how much for this. And I'd be like, oh. And there was no like rhyme or reason. It was just kind of, oh, I don't know what to charge. So then anytime I get asked for something, I sit down and I create a pricing structure. I have a rates card for my voiceover work, and the rates card just gets emailed out, right? And I have set prices for coaching stuff. So it's so I'm not having to think, I'm not having to question myself. It's just there and it's very easy for me to pass that information on. And that's all I'm doing, right? I'm just passing the information on. So that's the first step, is to fix it at the source, right? And if the source of the procrastination or the source of the discomfort is like agreeing on a price, just commit to a price. Create some structure around it so you stop questioning yourself and just pass the information on. So that's the first part. The second part is having a system. And I know I'm like really fly by the seat of my pants in a lot of ways. But the reason that I'm fly by the seat of my pants is because that is how I like to operate. I am a person who loves to be in the now. And once I'm locked into things, it feels really horrible. However, I can be that person and I can show up in the world in that way because I have systems backing me up. Lots of systems. So many systems. And so creating a system around your invoicing is the easiest way to stop you procrastinating on that. Oh my God, there's so much traffic noise in the background. I wonder how this is going to turn out. I'm really interested to hear it. Anyway, from a sound perspective, because I'm a geek. So the second piece is like, you know, creating structure around the way you invoice and automating as much as you can. So for me, I use Xero for my invoicing and I absolutely love it. And I haven't really been doing that so much lately because I've just been so busy in the lead up to She Podcast Live. But usually I invoice every Friday afternoon and I go through my Basecamp projects and I invoice out all of my clients. So that's because I'm providing a service and I'm invoicing post. So we do the job first and then we invoice after delivery. And there's a number of reasons for that. And one of them is that I work with corporate clients and we have to deliver the work before. There's not a negotiable kind of way to do it. It's like we deliver the work, we send them the invoice, they pay however long. Some are 7 days, some are 14 days, some are 30 days, some are 90 days. Ugh, 90 days. Fucking bullshit. So, So creating structure around the way that you invoice and then sticking to it. So actually just like blocking out some time so that you can sit down every week and just rip that fucking Band-Aid off, right? Because reminding yourself that this doesn't just impact you, it impacts the people around you. And it's really fucking awkward when we can't pay you easily, right? When you make it really hard for me to pay you or for anyone to pay you, it really highlights to me that there's something deeper going on here. And I just want to fucking pay you. I don't want to be involved in your questioning your worth stuff. Just let me fucking pay you, right? So setting aside a couple of hours a week or whatever, it doesn't have to be that much, right? Like mine is a couple of hours a week because that's the amount of work that's involved. But for you, it might just be 10 minutes. But making sure that there is a system and a method so that you have, you know, if you're not using software like Xero or an app like Xero and you're using instead just a spreadsheet and or even just like fucking Word documents, have something that looks good and works, you know, and it's easy. So make sure that you have the bank details for fuck's sake, right? Or your PayPal address, because I've even received invoices after chasing people that haven't had their payment details on there. Like, how difficult can you make this? So, on the flip side of that, how easy can you make this? How easy can you make it for people to pay you? Do you just create a PayPal button and send them that so that they can pay straight away? Or do you send them an invoice and wait for them to pay? Like, what's the process like? How are you going to make it as easy as possible for people to pay you? And also then not being afraid to follow up, right? If they haven't paid you and it's past your due date, that's why I set aside a couple of hours each Friday, because I also go through and chase up any payments that haven't been made that were overdue. You know, that's another area that we can procrastinate on. We can procrastinate on invoicing people and we can procrastinate on chasing people. But they're both two things that have to be done. There is no avoiding it. There is no denying it. It has to be done. If you're running a business, money has to be coming in. And so money either comes in through you invoicing or charging people, making it very easy for people to pay via your website, et cetera, et cetera. And through chasing them up when they owe you money. You're not going to offend someone, you know, like just and you're not going to look like you're greedy. Just send them the fucking reminder to pay. And And then, you know, there's great apps like I haven't actually used this one, but I hear really great things about Collectmore. So if you're having trouble with someone actually paying you, then Collectmore have scripts and all kinds of things you can use to make that process really smooth and easy. So definitely check that out. Yeah, so that is pretty much just a random rant on making it easy for not just for you, but for the people who want to work with you. I guess what I really want to highlight here is that while you're thinking that this is all about you and your insecurities, that has an onflow effect to other people. And it is really awkward to chase money from a when to chase money, like to chase paying you, it's really fucking awkward. So if this is you, this is just a kick up the ass to get some systems in place, to get over yourself and start, you know, it's not about charging what you're worth. It's about actually sometimes just actually fucking charging, you know, and getting a system and structure in place to make that really easy for people. And I've given you some ideas here. I hope something landed. I know this isn't going to be relevant for all of you, but I do know if you are one of those people who is on my side of the ship now, or my side of the whatever, the divide, you will resonate with that annoying feeling of having to chase someone. And even if you're someone who procrastinates on billing, you've probably experienced it yourself. So put yourself back in those shoes and have a think about how shit it is when you have to chase someone to be able to pay them. It's just a waste of energy and it makes working with you really hard and unenjoyable. So it's time to get over yourself and start, getting those systems in place. All right, that's it from me today. Coming to you live from Studio City in wonderful Los Angeles. And I'll be back next week with an episode that I will have probably recorded at She Podcast Live. So very excited about that and a little bit nervous, I have to say, a little bit nervous. Anyway, also, if you are yet to listen to Rock Your Mic Right, go over and check it out. It's in all the same place that you're listening to this, you'll find Rock Your Mic Right. It's a great podcast about podcasting. And if you know a podcaster or someone who's looking to get into podcasting, I'd love for you to share it. I'm absolutely loving the process of that podcast. I'm getting some really great feedback. You know, it's taken me years to find my conversation in that space. And I have been riddled with all the self-doubt and all of those things. And it's really stopped me from podcasting about podcasting. But now that I am, I'm just absolutely loving it. So if you know anyone who's into podcasting, or if you even just want to hear about it, because I feel like a lot of the stuff translates outside of podcasting. Anyway, I'd just love for you to recommend it or have a listen yourself and let me know what you think. All right, until next time, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.